Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No disrespect to you, Ted, but the fashion just went up a notch with Razor getting here in studio. You must be on TV or something later. Got a nice suit on there, Razors. That's too nice to get barbecue sauce on.
It's. I'm not as casual as and good looking as Ted. I can't eat barbecue because it'll inevitably be a disaster.
You know, what I'm always amazed with when I run into an NHL guy is how lean they are. There's just not an ounce of body fat. I just look at this son of a gun. He's been out of the game for a while. He's still like leaned up.
Did you size him up?
I sized him up.
Ted always sizes up the ex-athletes, the guests.
When we first started doing it, I gave him the handshake and the old on the shoulder.
What shoulder?
Yeah. I felt something there. What shoulder? But he's looking good, man, for sure. Thanks for coming in, bud.
No, it's the best. Love to see you guys.
And as you know, who else is looking good is Boston Bruins. We've kind of ebbed and flowed with these win streaks, losing streaks over the course of the season, but... Now they're hot. They've turned a corner. My guy Marco Sturm, what do you attribute this little run to?
Well, a few things. The resiliency, I think, that this group has that they went looking for in the summer. The players we talked about that they brought in, they talked a lot about P&V, and I think this is kind of what that is to get through those tough spots, not pout, not feel bad for yourself. Continue to work. When it comes to Marco Sturm, I think what we just saw over the first month of the season was exactly who he is. He's disciplined. He's consistent. He focuses day to day and does not deviate from that. He has a process. He has it. He wants to play defense a certain way. He wants his team to play a certain way. And if they lose 7 in a row, he's not relenting. He's not changing anything. And he's been able to stick with it. And they've looked like a cohesive group the last 8 days.
P&V, one of my favorite sayings of all time. I love that. But I want you to listen to what Marco Sturm said. They played the Senators 5 games ago, and they got walloped pretty good, 7-2. And this is what head coach Marco Sturm said after the game.
Mistakes of execution, how damaging are those and how fixable are those mistakes?
You either buy in or not. That's right there. That's the difference. If you just look at the Ottawa team today and they do it and we're not. And that's the game.
Do players respect the direct talk? Like no mincing around it. It's like, boom, just guys aren't buying in. And that it seemed they responded well. You could almost see it going the other way, but they won the next 4 games after that.
Exactly. And yes, they do. Yes, they want directness. And that you're going to get that from Marco. Everyone, and we did talk to Brick this morning. I went to pregame, and he talked about just how honest and direct Marco has been in every single one of those interviews on Nesson after the game with him. There's no, if a guy makes a mistake, if a team's made a bad play, he calls it out. There's no way to get around that nowadays. Everybody knows exactly what's going on these phones. Everyone knows who's supposed to get criticized, who isn't. And I think for Marco to come in, he He healthy scratched a guy like Casey Mittelstadt, who's a veteran guy making over $5 million a year in Utah. He responded instantly. His second line's been as good as that line the Bruins have had over the past six, 7 days. He's sat out Mason Lowe right now for the last four games. He made a decision after that Ottawa game. Guys aren't buying in. Mason Lowe is a bit of a casualty in that. But since then, Jonathan Aspero, guys come up from the minors. He's played four games in a row. He's won four in a row. Everybody's accountable. Now, Mason's going to get back in the lineup at some point, but the bar's been raised for him. If you're a professional athlete, you completely get that.
Oh, yeah.
Loud and clear, and you need to step up your game. So I just, and that will only make the organization better. That keeps everybody accountable all the way through.
He's also managed the goalie situation. Last time you were in, right, we were talking goalies, and we were talking that Swayman missed a couple. When would he be back? How would he handle it? Well, he's been back for two, and the other night I thought he was awesome.
He was. Carolina was great. Fantastic game against Carolina, and that's a tough game. That's a really tough game because you get smoked 7-2. It wasn't completely on him, but you're the goalie. You should have made a couple more saves. You give up seven goals. You're not good enough. Korpisalo comes in, wins the next night. Then they go back to him Thursday night, wins again. Okay, now I'm the big guy. Now I'm the one who's supposed to be leading this team, and I just sat out for 5 days. I have to watch Korpisalo win two games, which is great for me. We want to get in the playoffs, but on that competitive side, I have to show on Saturday. I have to elevate my level. I have to be accountable. And that's, again, I think that's some of the stuff that has been just automatic with the Bruins culture. It slipped a little last year, and they're trying to get back to that. And that's just Swayman over the last week is another example of that.
It's no surprise. You know, Swayman's playing a little bit better, but also the defense in front of him in this last game against the Islanders. I mean, they didn't have a shot on goal, I think, for the first 15 minutes of the game. Do you attribute that to just Hampus coming back, or are they starting to figure out this new defensive system they're running? Is they're getting more comfortable with that, or did, you know, Hampus have that much of an effect on the defense?
It's both, but I think Hampus leads you into having better defensive structure. They're 6-1 when Hampus is in the lineup.
Okay,
that isn't coincidental. And the only loss is when he came back the one game against Colorado, which no one's winning in Colorado this year. He just sets everything perfect too, right? So the back end now with Zadorov and McAvoy. Zadorov has been as consistent as anyone the first month. He's been fantastic. He's stayed out of the box. He's been physical. He's intimidating. He lines up well with McAvoy. Then you have Lindholm, who can take a lot of defensive zone faceoffs. He can go down to the third pair. He can go be with Peak for most of the time. And then Jonathan Aspero, we talk about him as well, who came in for Mason Lowry after the Ottawa debacle. He's a pro. He's a 25, 26-year-old guy. He's been in the minors. He knows exactly what's expected to him, and he doesn't want to give this opportunity up either. So him and Joakim Haru have paired off well. So that Lindholm just solidifies everything. But I also think when Marco talked about buying in, I think you see that, okay, this – we're not playing a different system. This isn't last year or 4 years ago. I have to get my head wrapped around that this is what we're doing, and I have to buy into that. And if I have to be a little conservative in doing that, then that's what I'll do defensively.
You mentioned Zadorov and how consistent he's been. Borderline crazy. I watch him, and he reminds me a little bit of Rodney Harrison. Like, you hate him when he's on the other team, and then when he's on your team, you're like, that's awesome. The Schaefer kid the other night, when he was down on his knees, it was like he executed the kid. It was like down on just boom.
Yeah.
But what has he brought beyond just his – it seems like this is a team that likes to be wants to be old school, physical, Bruins, blah. Seems like he's at the center of that.
He is, and that's why they brought him in last season, and that's what he's been known to do. He's a veteran guy in the league. He's played on five different teams. And he's an intimidating guy. Like, he's a monster out there.
Oh, yeah.
He's got an edgy character to him, and he's just there's not many mean guys left. He's right at the top of the mean guys left in the NHL. And that's why I loved, I'll go back to exactly what, but like that Schaefer thing with the 18-year-old kid, like that was automatic when I played in the NHL. Like, if you're an 18-year-old, you expected to get like roughed up once a game like that to just to prove that you're in the NHL.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly what that was to me. We're killing that penalty all day, and the rest of the league kind of takes notice and appreciates that, and appreciates Shea for pushing back too. As an 18-year-old, that's what you have to do. You have to stand up to guys like that. So, but when it comes to Zadorov, I think last season, at the start of last season, he was doing a lot. And when he gets doing a lot, then sticks are in the way, and penalties get taken. And he was just, there's just too many minors, and it snowballed him. But after Christmas, he was as solid as anyone on the back end. He's carried that into this season. I think he's really, really controlled, playing with a lot of control right now. And when he does that, he can find his hits, and he can find his spots to be physical rather than running around. It kind of comes to him rather than him going to get it.
Let's talk about who had a guy that had a great game the other night against Islanders. Who's Nutsoff?
Yeah.
Am I saying that right?
Well done.
Okay. He's getting an opportunity because with Elias out of the top line, some playing time in that top line. What do you think about him, how he's looking, and just how he looks on that number one line now?
Yeah, they're put in a bit of a difficult position because the centers were lining up well with Elias Lindholm at first line. Then they moved Zacha. That when Mittelstadt came out, Zacha's moved to the middle. Is that Mittelstadt's on the wing now? That's really set that second line. So now you have Lindholm, you've got Zach on the second line. Frazier Minton, the young guy's done extremely well, continue to progress kind of every game. And then you have Sean Corrales as the fourth line. So what happens is when Lindholm comes out of the lineup with an injury, you don't want to disrupt the second line with Zacha. You don't want to, Minton, you don't want to put up on that first line. And then you don't want to move around Corrales. So the bottom three centers you don't want to touch. So you have to go to a guy like Khustadinov, who's played a little bit of center. And you have to rely on David Pastrnak, who drives that line. He drives mountain many guys. There's three guys in the league that drive from the wing. David's one of them. And Khustadinov's fit in perfectly in that respect, in that, okay, play well defensively, but go get the puck. You don't have to be the centerman in the middle of the ice all the time. Geeky can come over to the middle a little bit. David can do a little bit of that. Just go get the puck and get those guys the puck. And he has a ton of energy. And the great news for him is that he's showing off a little bit of skill and a little bit of offensive flair with this opportunity, scoring the overtime winner, getting the shootout. So now you can play with you're playing with house money a little bit, right? Yeah. And you can play with a little more confidence. So good on him for another guy like what we've talked about, a few other players taking advantage of an opportunity.
Can I, real quick, I want to intervene. The shootout.
Yeah.
What are the rules on, like, can you just skate everywhere you want to skate before you, I mean, can you do anything you want to before you get to the goalie?
As long as you're going forward.
As
long as you're going forward. So you can come to almost a dead stop. You can go all the way outside.
You can fake it.
As long as everything's moving forward, you know, millimeters.
So, gotcha. Okay. What did you have the most trouble with as a goalie? What do you hate? Because there's guys, some guys are like snails.
Yeah.
It's real slow. Other guys, a little speed, a little quicker. What do you think is the most effective from a goalie perspective?
It's player to player. What makes guys so, because there's video, right? Like even when I played, I watched video of it. So if a guy had three different progressions off exactly the same pattern. So there was guys like, I knew what a guy was going to do by the way he picked up the puck. Because he would do three different moves. Yep. So if he did it one way, but the guys that were difficult were the ones who did the exact same pattern, but could go forehand, or they could go forehand backhand, or they, you know, like, so it's the guys that have three progressions off of the same route that were always the most difficult, because you have to be a little more patient.
Andrew Razor Raycroft here on WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. So I think the second time you were here, we were talking a lot of captains. Yeah. And we're not really talking about it now. The team is winning. We are giving Marco Sturm credit for whatever buttons he's pushing. So is it safe to say that whole there's no captain leadership question is not really an issue right now?
No, it isn't. And it really shouldn't be. And I don't, you know, like they're going to lose three in a row or four in a row again at some point, right? So maybe it'll pop
up. You predicting that?
Yeah, I am. They've still got 70, we got 68 games left. That's something's going to happen. Yeah, 67 games, 66 after tonight. They're going to lose a few in a row again at some point. But again, I think this month is perfect for that question or that thought or that idea that everything's kind of under control. They won three, they lost seven, they won three. They're resilient. They've got a group in place that's getting themselves through it. Again, individually, I'm sure behind the scenes, they're all still trying to figure out exactly what they do or how they become have the C on the jersey. But there's enough guys in the room right now. If you go 7-8 and then come out of that, win 4 in a row, there's enough guys that have been pushing the right buttons, not just the coaching staff.
Last time we talked, Razor, the Bruins were dead last in the NHL in penalties. And most penalty minutes. Now they're third to last. So they've gotten better. And
then moving on up.
And
they've won the last four games. Is that a coincidence, or is there something to just less penalties? This team's might lead to wins penalties all over the ice for the first several games.
Yeah, they're shooting themselves in the foot in a big way. And I also think that it goes to how they're playing better defensively. So they're in better position and not likely to take a trip and call or not likely to get behind and get a stick in and a hook or a high stick. So, but at the end of the day, they got the message from the Ottawa game. They gave up they gave up four power play goals against the Ottawa Senators last Monday night. So this team tonight has a great power play, but they also play a style that causes you to reach, causes you to hook. So their structure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
The Bruins structure that we've seen in the last four games will be under the microscope tonight. So I think it's been just as much about how they've played 5-on-5 rather than the fact that they just said we're not taking penalties. I think it's their play that's dictated that a little bit.
Have you gotten whatever it is, 14 games in here, 15 games, whatever it is, to this point in the season, have their highs been as good as you thought they'd be? Have their lows been worse than you thought they'd be? Have you sort of reassessed maybe the floor and the ceiling of this team? Are you getting any bigger picture vibes?
So, well, it's interesting. I think I would have said they would be 8-7 through 15 games.
Nailed it.
I certainly would not have predicted the way they got here.
We know. We've talked about it. You blew the Vegas thing. We'll just forget Vegas.
I had rose-colored glasses on. The 3-1 start at home. I was like, let's really double down.
They're going out to Team Bond.
That's a tough road trip, boy. Utah's no joke either. So not many teams are going to win. What did I say? 2-1 out there? I blew that big time. I think the league's chaotic. Like, the league is at right now at NFL chaoticness, in that literally in the Eastern Conference, there isn't a team under 500. The bottom of the last place team are the Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
By the way, folks, Florida Panthers in the Eastern Conference are the last place team. They're 6-6-1. The best team in the conference is the Toronto or the Montreal Canadiens at 19-3-1. Florida's 6 points behind them, which is a weekend in the National League. So all that being said is I think the Bruins have got themselves back into a good spot with these four wins in a row. I think at the end of the day, we're going to see a lot of inconsistencies throughout the entire league. There's the Islanders the other day, like they started 0-4, they went 3-0, then they went 0-3, and then they went 5-0. So it's like everybody's kind of doing the same. I think this is what the condensed schedule has brought to the NHL, and The good news for the Bruins, again, is that they didn't let it get away. Because you could have let it get away, and now they've brought it back in, and now they're right in the middle of the mix again.
I mean, you listen to the – let's be honest. I mean, that you know, six-game losing streak, it felt – the way the players were talking, Razor, was – I was surprised to hear how just down they were, and they just felt like they were beaten, and the season just started. I mean, I'm a little bit surprised that they've kind of recaptured their magic again. I mean, were you – I mean, you heard all those comments.
Yeah.
Were you a little bit surprised to see where they're at, considering how they were talking?
So, you guys know I'm really positive. I don't – you know, I know how long these seasons are. I know how things can change. But that – it wasn't so much the Ottawa game. It was the fact that the next night they played the Islanders, and they gave up two goals in the first 6 minutes. I'm like, oh my God,
yep.
this is what this could happen 68 more times. This really, I was really down after the first period against the Islanders for them to have lost 7 of 8, to get smoked by Ottawa and then come back and be lackluster. But, and it's a big but, is will you see why I stay pretty positive, because things turn around in this league so quickly. It's really hard to go. It's really hard to do this with the NHL on a day-to-day basis because things change so quickly. To say one day they're awful, the next day they're good, especially this season. So to answer your question, yeah, for the first time, even like, because I think last year it just kind of happened and I was like, ah, whatever. Like the season was over in a week last year. You didn't even right. think about it. Like they were good, and then all of a sudden they were the worst thing you've ever seen. This was the first time in a while, especially early in the season, I'm like, oh my gosh, this team doesn't have a clue. At the end of that, and then they proved me wrong and went 4.5 in a row. So it's what the league is. It's what the league wants, and there's just a lot of parity.
And then the other night, Ted, we were talking about it. They went 15 minutes without giving up a shot, basically.
Oh, right.
You go
right.
from a game where you give up two goals right. to yeah. not giving up a shot for 15 minutes. So there definitely is a little bit of an ebb and flow with this team. They feels like you're right. They're still going to stay streaky. You mentioned Lauri, though.
Yeah.
Where does that go? Where do you think that goes with him and his mindset, his role, everything that goes into that situation?
Well, he's going to get a great opportunity at some point. It's hard as a young guy. But he hasn't had a lot of adversity because his first year as a pro, he gets called up pretty early. And then he's with Charlie McAvoy in the Stanley Cup playoffs on the first pairing, and he's doing fantastic. They beat Toronto. Then he goes to Florida and plays the Stanley Cup champs, and he's taking all the minutes, and everything's great. And then last year, faced a lot of adversity, but it didn't really matter. Like, he had a good start to the season, and then the wheels fell off for him, the team, but no one really paid attention. When you're really bad in any pro sport, but NHL is the same, no one cares. Like, no one pays attention to you at all when you're last place. Mm-hmm. Now you've got the eyes, okay, what's his bounce back? What's the young guy? What's his bounce back going to be? And it wasn't a perfect camp by any means. It hasn't been a perfect start. So now you get the reset. So this is like his first National Hockey League reset. And everybody has it, all the way to Patrice Bergeron, Zdeno Chara, Brad Marchand took 39 games to score. Like, everybody has this early in their career, and you have to fight your way through it. So hopefully he's mad. Hopefully he's upset. Marco Sturm said it.
He said as much, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Hopefully he's pissed off. Like, if he isn't, like, if he doesn't come back pissed off, if he doesn't come back in the lineup and say, I'm never giving up my spot again, that's what you need. They're too often, especially now, is with the younger kids, they're entitled. It's an old man thing, but it's true. It really is true. And I think there's a little bit of that in the National League too. Like, oh, I'm really good. I can skate as well as these guys. I'm entitled to this job. And if you can take that away from somebody just for a little bit and see what the response is and put that into their game that they'll never feel that way again, that they could be Zdeno Chara and think that every single day the rest of my career I'm going to play like I'm going to get sent to the minors if I don't play good. If you get that in, now you'll have something. So hopefully that's what he's learned through this. He's going to be back in the lineup sooner than later, my guess is, and it'll be on him to show.
I think taking guys playing time away is one of the more effective tools to motivate.
Yep. It is.
I got to ask, did you see Ovechkin's 900th goal last night?
I did.
That was filthy, right?
Yeah.
But what was Binnington doing? What was he doing, man?
Stealing the puck.
Just
so good.
Is that you like that? What was
no, I loved it. So it's so funny because I do the NHL radio spot on the NHL radio like once a week or once every 10 days. And last season, the host and I had been talking all season, like, when Ovi scores this goal, I'm taking the puck. Like, and up, we were talking about, like, 890, 891. Like, if he scored any of those, I'm taking the puck.
Yep.
So the fact he actually did it last night was, I was late to the party. I was in the car. I heard he scored, and then I got home and saw him actually trying to put the puck in. It was unbelievable. Like, so good.
So you're to blame for it.
Yeah, well, I guess there's no chance he was listening to NHL. Yeah, but somebody got to him. One of his buddies from back home probably told him, hey, dude, I want that puck. So
that's awesome.
That was really cool.
All right, so we know you're really good at predictions. You had Vegas. You have a three-game losing streak coming at some point.
Yeah.
7-2 loss to Ottawa tonight. What happens?
It's a hockey game tonight. It's definitely a hockey game tonight. Ottawa's been struggling as well, which is interesting. But I'll tell you, I say the Bruins, I'm not sure if this turns out to be like more goals than I think it does. Like, I'm not sure if you can really lock down Ottawa, but I'll say they win 4-3. How about that?
It feels considering like the goals, over. No, it's considering the over.
I am considering the over.
4-3 win for the Bruins. All right, Razor, we appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks, we'll talk
to you next week.
Awesome. Love it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll get back to the Patriots, the Bucks. Big game in Tampa Bay this weekend. Injuries are a major issue for both teams. We'll touch on that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.